well, it's my tremendous pleasure now to invite our speaker up. I'll invite you to your platform. But I just want to say how much I love this lady, how much I admire her, and just worked with her for so many years and just seen her continually grow in the grace of God and in the love of God. And she brings so many things to us, which I'm deeply, deeply grateful for, and things that I do not carry. And I'm really excited about the way you're leading us, Kerry. And so I thank God for you. And I'm really excited about the message you've got for us today. So, Father, let her run freely amongst us this morning. Holy Spirit, just burn the message on our hearts today. Just burn it on our hearts today, Lord God, as you did nearly 50 years ago. Burn it on our hearts again today, Lord God, that we may run together as a family of churches into the things you have for us in this day. So bless this lady, Lord God. Thank you for her. Amen.
Thank you, Colin. Thank you. Good morning, River family. Isn't it great to be together? Wasn't that worship fantastic? Kerry and band, thank you. Thank you for leading us. And there'll be some more if I get done fast, which I'll do my best to do for you. At the end of the meeting, you are going to be able to pick up a new copy of the River Times. This is this quarter's edition. Thank you to David, our editor over there, who's brought this together. It was a miraculous roller coaster, wasn't it, David? But we got there. And you'll see highlighted in it is wildfires. And there are some stories and some photos of wildfires in there. And guys, I would just like to really take this opportunity to encourage you to book in to come next year if you haven't already. It was an extraordinary time. It wasn't like a kind of a Christian festival that we all gone to in the past. It is about fanning the flames of the next great awakening in our country. And God is moving in our land. And this festival, it is part of that move. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in it. I do not want to get left behind. I've invested too much of my life in this to not see a move of God. We are here for such a time as this. We are. And in the publicity for wildfires, there was this statement. Throughout the Bible, God's people came together for festivals to seek his face, often over great distances and at great personal expense. Such gatherings marked moments when the Lord would speak and move in particularly powerful ways. And that's the heart of wildfires. And we might have to go a bit of a distance. It's not a great distance. Some personal expense. Yep, there might be some money. There might be some comfort. Camping was interesting. But you know what? Those things pale into insignificance. I had a really good time. My tent stayed up. Just to be with God's people and to meet with our God and to encounter him. And truly, I met him at wildfires in a deeper way than I've done at any Christian event. So I just encourage you, think about it. Talk to your church leaders. If there's an issue with you coming, if there's something that stops you, please, we want to empower everybody to be there, whether you stay on site or off site. People stayed in B&Bs and all sorts. So just that's my encouragement today. So, our talk today, This Is Us. Anybody a fan of the TV series? Oh, yes, it's a good one, isn't it? Only a few. Wow. So, This Is Us, I've borrowed the title from there. And, guys, we've been reading through Paul in Acts, haven't we? And from that, you know, I'm just convinced that we need to know who we are and what we're here for if we're going to have the courage and the strength to keep going for what God has called us to. And back in January, I spoke about us being a courageous people. And as we've studied Paul, one of the things we've been asking, where did he find the courage to keep going through all the hard work, the difficulties, the highs and the lows? And we've drawn out some things as we've gone along on our Sundays about him. And fundamentally, you know he knew who Jesus is. He knew how loved he was by Jesus. He knew who he was in Jesus and what he was called by God in his life to do. And that applies not just to us as individuals, but to us as the River Church family. Who are we? Why are we here? What has God called us to? And how on earth are we going to outwork that? And for us to keep on going, to keep running into the destiny that God has for us as his people in this time and in this region, I think we need to be really sure and clear as a family of what those things are. Of one heart and one mind, as scripture tells us. Paul wrote this in Philippians. He said, I admit I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing. I'd say amen. I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into his abundance so that I may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill and wants me to discover. And that is my heart for us as a church. Now, River has a pretty long history. In the 70s, it began. Some of you here were part of that. Who were part of the original? I've got Al down there. Paul, is Paul here? Yeah, I thought you were. Yeah, over there, John. Scott down there. Guys who were part of the original move of the Holy Spirit at that time. Now, many of us have been here for much shorter time, but that does not make you any less a part of the River Church family. Yeah? You are part of the River Church family. Personally, I've been in River for 34 years, and I look back over that part of River's history, and there's one thing that really stands out to me, that God loves this church. In the same way we read the Apostle John, nearly said Paul, John called himself the disciple who Jesus loved, the beloved. You know, I think we can say we're the church that Jesus loves. We are the beloved. That doesn't mean we're loved any more than other churches or any better than other churches. But what it means is there has been an enduring sense of God's grace and goodness over River throughout the years. Like other churches, we've navigated all different kinds of seasons, changes, challenges, but through it all, the presence of God, the guidance, the kindness, and the deep grace of our God has been over us as a family. He has blessed us. And I am so grateful to be able to say that I've been part of River and River's been part of my life for so long. Now, in this current season, we're in a time of building and strengthening River. We're hungering for a fresh move of the Holy Spirit on us. And we are refocusing ourselves with Jesus as the center of our lives. And I'm leading now to hand over to the next generation, and I'm looking to raise up leaders who at their core are Jesus-centered and full of passion for him, his church, and his kingdom. I wonder how many of you were here in November when Stephen Clemmick spoke. Do you remember Stephen Clemmick coming and speaking? He got the River leaders out, and there was this space over here that it's going to. And he prophesied over us, didn't he? And he talked about the R's for River. Rejuvenating, refreshing, restoring, renovating, realigning, repairing, not reclining. Do you remember that great talk? So as a team, senior team, we've been asking, how do we do that? How do we build and strengthen River? Now, I think that River is actually quite rare in its structure. So although we're constituted as one church under one trust deed, we actually operate on the ground as four churches that are not cookie cutter replicas of each other. We're not McDonald's. And what this does, the beauty of this, you might like us to serve it on a Sunday, but what that does is that allows us to be present in our different communities in ways that are appropriate for those places. We're a bit like an expanded Trinity. We're not three in one, we're the four in one. And for us, you know, that is a great strength. It has great strength for us as God's people, seeking to bring the kingdom into our local communities. But it does mean that we need to work harder to discover ways to draw ourselves together, to nurture our identity as one River Church family. And at our core, we want to be a family of Jesus followers whose hearts are beating with the same vision and values. People who find strength and unity in their shared identity. So we need to be clear, really clear, and able to articulate what River Church is called to. Why are we here? How do we express that purpose? And what does it look like in practice? What is God's mark on us, the River people? And you know, when we know that and we're walking in that, it's going to bring us focus. It's going to bring us energy. And we stand the very best chance of fulfilling our potential and impacting the world with the kingdom of God. So as a senior team, we've given a lot of prayer and thought to reshaping, there's an R, and recommunicating River's vision as a church family, while still giving room for our four churches to express that uniquely in their own localities. So we spent time seeking God how to walk in step with the prophetic words that he's released over us. We've collaborated with the church leaders to refresh River's vision and values and articulate them in a way that's unifying while giving freedom to be River in our own communities. And honestly, our fervent prayer and hope is that this shared vision will strengthen our relationships and bring stability, bring unity, bring purpose and focus, and also accountability across our churches. And as we, the people of God, embrace it, we embed it, we talk about it, we use its language, we pray into it, we actually believe it's going to release a lot of life. And actually what it will do is it will channel that life in powerful ways for the glory of God in this region. So, what does it look like? Okay, so now we've put together a graphic. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this up for you, and you're all going to want to read every bit of it, but then I'm going to take it away again. And what I'm going to do is build it up bit by bit so you can see how it fits together. But here's what it looks like as we start out. A thing of beauty. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it away. It's gone. I will come back to it. I'm going to build it up for you as I explain it. But this is where we're going to start. We're going to start with River's founding scripture from Ezekiel 47, verse 9. Wherever the river flows, everything will live. Wherever the river flows, everything will live. There's a call on us as River Church. There's a call on us. And based on that, why are we here? Why does River Church exist? And that's where we get our centre. We are here to bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are. It's that simple. That is why we, River Church, are here, to bring the life of Jesus, that spirit life that we were welcoming at the start of our meeting, to bring that and his kingdom wherever we are. That is the beating heart at the centre of River Church and the River family. Wherever the river of God flows, there's life for every one of us. We were inviting the river of God, the spirit in us, weren't we, earlier? And wherever each one of us goes, filled with that river, we bring life. The life of God, the life of the river. Called to destroy the works of the enemy. Called to bring heaven to earth. Commissioned to change this world to be like the kingdom of our God. called to bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are. But how are we going to do this? Nice statement. How are we going to do it? Da-da-da. We're going to do that by looking on the face of Christ, by loving everyone we meet, and by living like heaven is near. You know these. These are our guiding values as River Church family. They are how we want to live as committed, hungry followers of Jesus. They guide our lives, if we'll allow them to, and our discipleship journeys. But it's all very well having those phrases. We need to do something with them. We need to focus on what it means in practice to live out those things. And this is where, as a team and with the church leaders, we have prayerfully crafted 6 expressions that encapsulate the life, character, and call of the family of River Church as we live out those things. So let me just share them with you. So if we start with look on the face of Christ, how are we going to do that? We're going to do that by seeing the goodness of God throughout the Bible and in every circumstance of life. It starts with the goodness of our God. We sang it earlier. We're going to intentionally enter God's presence through spirit-filled gatherings and devotions. Sunday mornings, small groups, friends gathering, spending time with Jesus, reading our Bibles, worshipping, praying. We are intentionally going to enter God's presence. We're going to love everyone we meet, and we're going to do that by building relational, radical, love these R's, inclusive communities of Jesus followers in our localities. It's what we're called to do, to build relational, radical, inclusive communities of Jesus followers. And we're going to serve in our communities, near and far, sharing good news and building relationships. It's what we're called to do. It's what that looks like in practice. And we're going to live like heaven is near by every member in ministry fulfilling their spirit-led calling. You are called. You are filled with the Spirit. He has stuff for you. Every member in ministry fulfilling their spirit-led calling. Courageously expecting God to do the impossible through every one of us. Isn't that we are supernatural people? We're filled with the Spirit of God, courageously, because we know who we are. We know who our God is. We know we're loved. We go out there and we courageously expect him to do the impossible through every one of us. And somebody who saw this, had a sneak preview, made an interesting observation that we as a team hadn't even thought about, but it reflects the growing history of River. It starts with the core, which has been there for decades. Colin brought Look, Love, Live in. And in this new season, we've got a new outer ring. As the Holy Spirit reveals to us who we're called to be more and more, as he encourages us more and more to step into the destiny that God has on every one of us and on River Church. Now, our 4 churches will then take this and you'll make it look like you want it to look in your locality with your locality's needs. So let's just take an example. So if I take an easy one, loving everyone we need, serving our communities near and far, how are Slough serving their community? Job club? Toddler group? What about Marlow? At the moment, you've got River Life, you've got Yeah, healing rooms. Well, they might come in another place, but yeah, I'll give you that. you reach out doing Love Marlowe, don't you? You're doing holiday clubs in the schools. What about Maidenhead? What's happening in Maidenhead? We've got CAP, we've got the CAP Debt Centre. We've got the stuff we do down at Open Table, the community meals. For example, the Journey, you guys have got the Hub, shining example. We've all already got the ways that we are making that happen. What about intentionally entering God's presence? Just having a rummage to give you a clue. Where's it gone? Where's one way? Ah, it's completely gone. Too many papers. There's one way. We're all doing, people of God. We're all reading our Bibles every day, aren't we? We're here on a Sunday. We're hosting worship meetings in our own congregation. Slough, you have one, don't you, monthly. We're about to have another prayer and intercession evening. I know Marlowe are thinking of hosting one. In our small groups, we're intentionally inviting the presence of God to be in. As you work around there, you'll see in your church setting, there are all kinds of ways you are already putting these things into practice. But what this will do is help us focus. It will help us ensure there's balance. It will help us prayerfully think of new ways if we're keeping these things front and foremost. When I'm meeting with the church leaders, I'm able to say, how's this quadrant going? Or what are we doing here? We can inspire one another, encourage one another. We can see the life of God flowing out. There are so many ways in which that outer ring can be personalized for our own church communities. And as a senior team, we have a responsibility too. I just nearly poured that. Right down my front. We are working on how we can fulfill our role in this. How can we centrally, over the whole River family, serve you guys as the River Church? There are some examples happening, some things that we're looking at doing in the very near future. So, looking on the face of Christ, Colin's running fantastic theology courses. WTC is being set up. And we're looking to run a theology course jointly with another church in Maidenhead. Amazing. Bringing the life of Jesus and his kingdom. We hosted a Holy Spirit ministry evening. We're going to host some evenings to equip every member to move in the Holy Spirit. Andy Reed runs the River Teaching School, equipping great teachers so they can help us see the goodness of God throughout the Bible and in every circumstance, so they can help us build relational and radical communities. What else have we got? What have I forgotten, Colin? We've got putting on leadership development evenings, looking to host worship evenings. In September, Andy and a team are going to be putting on a river-wide worship evening for us to come and enjoy worship like we've had this morning, uninterrupted by people like me standing up and talking for half an hour. Now, what we're going to do is the People of God series that we've been doing is a two-year series. We've just completed year one, and we were going to start year two in September. But what we're going to do is we're going to postpone that to the start of January. And what we're going to do from September until December is we're going to use this, we're going to be teaching into this, reading scripture into this, and as a church family, we're going to get our hearts wrapped around this, knowing who we are. We're going to call it, we are the people of God. This is us. And we're going to have Bible readings that go alongside it, like we've been doing with the people of God. And we're going to be teaching into it. And we are really excited. That's going to be 10 weeks, taking each of those little bits. And we are looking to release the life of God in our communities. So it's a lovely graphic, isn't it? Isn't it a lovely graphic? Blood, sweat and tears have gone into that. I can't tell you how much blood, sweat and tears have gone in that. But if that's all it stays like, it's rubbish and a waste of time and money and effort, isn't it? If it just stays like that. Well, that was nice. Back in July, Kerry introduced this lovely psychedelic thing. That's not what it's about. We could have to... Colin's desperate for a T-shirt with it on. Yes. What can I say? No, I've got some no's. Yeah, I'm a no. But anyway... Al and others, I'm sure, can give us some merchandise that we can produce for next time. it's a lovely graphic, but it can't just stay as that. This is about us serving Jesus and bringing his kingdom into this earth. Our river vision is first and foremost about the hunger and the desire of our hearts to fully encounter Jesus and fulfill the calling that he's got on each one of us. If this becomes something dry and boring and constricts us, we'll ditch it. Because we are committed to run with what brings life into river, what releases the life of the Spirit and the life of God. Our prayerful belief is that God has spoken to us in this, that this will bring us clarity, it will draw us together, it will unify us as the river family. It will build strength and purpose and focus into our churches. It'll get us ready for the fresh outpouring that God has for us. I've got a verse for you here from Acts 9. After this, the church all over Judea, Galilee and Samaria experienced a season of peace. River Church in Maidenhead, Marlow, Slough and Englefield Green is in a season of peace. And the verse goes on. The congregations grew larger and larger because people were being saved. Believers were being empowered and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. They worshipped God in wonder and awe and walked in the fear of the Lord. Isn't that what we want for ourselves, for our churches, for our river family? As we look on the face of God, we love everyone we meet and we live like heaven is near. Our churches grow larger because people are being added. They're finding Jesus. They're finding the life of Jesus and his kingdom that we are bringing. And this is my longing. It's my longing, guys. It's my constant, fervent prayer over the River family. And the other side of it is that we leave a legacy. We leave a legacy for the next generation of the River family. You know, our neat little structures aren't what the next generation need to release the life of God. What they need is to experience the life of Jesus flowing freely and strongly through each one of us in River. To see us modelling lives lived out as committed, passionate, ever hungry Jesus followers. Of all the organisations around the world and in history, the Church of Jesus Christ has lasted the longest and the strongest. We need to play our part in that story. With courage, the courageous people of God, for such a time as this, in this region, seeing him do the impossible through us. And then we will become history makers, fulfilling all that God has called us to be, as individuals and as a church. So my cry is just, come on, family. Let's move into the more. There is more to come for us individually and as a church family. I wonder what your response to all of that is. There'll be many of you here who are like, I'm up for this. Yes, let's go for it. And I'm going to pray in a moment and ask us to stand if we want to reinvest our hearts in what God wants to do in us, through us, and in our communities. But there may be some here who just feel a bit jaded, who've actually, I've been here before, I've got that t-shirt, I've heard all this stuff, been around this block already, still sitting here. And what I want to encourage you to do is to shake off disappointment. I want to encourage you to shake off cynicism, disinterest, and apathy. God wants you. He wants you to hope and expect again. So I want to encourage you, one and all, if you can, to stand and let's pray. If you can't, that's just fine. That's absolutely fine. But if you'd like to stand, why don't you stand? And what I'd like to do is pray. And what the band are going to do is they are going to take us, she says, looking for the band. band. They are going to take us into a song that we started with called More to Come. Don't know if you picked that song up when we very first started. It says this, God, how great you are. Great things you have done. For everything we've seen, there is more to come. And we're going to sing that together and carry on into some worship after that. But let me pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for your amazing faithfulness and love over us as individuals and as a church family. And Lord God, we are hungry for more. We are hungry to see you more at work in our lives, more at work in our churches, more at work in our communities, our families, our neighborhoods. And Lord God, we are here for this time and this place. And Lord, we just say we are available to you. Lord God, we want to be those who bring the life of Jesus and his kingdom wherever we are. Wherever we as river flow, we want to bring life. So God, we put ourselves before you this morning and we say release life through all of this in ourselves, in our churches and in our communities. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, bring your more.